This is the very first revival I've ever preached in. And 12 years ago today is when the Lord began working in my heart and changing my life.
Amen.
To be, to be 100% in.
Amen.
And not on both sides of the fence, so to speak.
Amen. Yeah.
And then, so with the Lord's help, Genesis chapter 32. We'll be reading in verse 24. Genesis 32, verse 24. We'll be reading through verse 31. And if you don't mind standing as we give reference to the reading of the Word of God, I'm just asking, but you don't have to. I understand if you can. Genesis 32, verse 24. And this is what the Bible says. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he had prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God, and with men hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.
Hallelujah.
And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Lord's help, the title of the message is, "Who are you? What is your name?" Who are you? What is your name? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for another day. Thank you again for your blessing.
Yes,
thank
help,
you again
help.
For guiding us safely here.
Yes,
I don't know what you moved out of the way, but you got us here safely, and I want to thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for my family being here. Thank you, Lord, for every person that is here tonight.
Yes.
I pray and ask, Lord, that you would touch the hearts and the minds of those that are here. Touch the hearts and minds of those that are watching online. I pray and ask, Lord, that you would just move me out of the way, Lord, and speak through me.
Yes.
Remove me. Just remove everything inside of me that would hold anything to any type of pride. Just get it out of the way, Lord. Remove it all. And just use me as a vessel.
Yes.
Fly before your use.
Yes,
I love you, Lord, and I thank you.
Thank you.
I pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you for standing. You may be seated. Dennis, this is mine.
Yeah, you can have it.
It is 6:17. I have 20 minutes.
The water cost you five.
Who are you? What is your name? Jacob has not been the most honest person. He has deceived those. He has taken advantage of people. He has been a liar. He's been a thief. And to make even matters worse, he has done these things to his own family.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to do it to a stranger or someone you don't even know. But when you start being not honorable towards family is a whole another ballpark. He lied and deceived his father for Esau's blessing. He lied. He swindled Esau into giving him his birthright. The name Jacob simply means heel catcher or supplanter.
Mm-hmm.
The word supplanter means one who wrongfully or illegally seizes and holds the place of another.
Mm.
One could make the argument that according to his name, Jacob has not disappointed.
Mm.
In everything and that and much more. And the first thing I would like to point out, and the first thing that I would like to take hold of or tackle, is in verse 24, where the Bible says, "And Jacob was left alone." And Jacob finds himself alone. And what is the significance of that? Well, he is alone. Well, what happens when you're alone? Well, when you're alone, there's no one around. When you're alone, you're by yourself. When you're alone, sometimes anxiety will start to come in. Your mind will start playing tricks on you. Your brain will telling you one thing, and then when it's not even that,
yes, sir.
You get lonely.
Yep.
But when you are alone, and you have no distractions from your family, you have no distractions from the television, and you have no distractions from this thing right here.
Come on.
That is a good time to put that down and get on your knees and pray.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly."
Amen.
So when you're alone, it is good to pray.
Amen.
It is good to get alone with God.
Amen.
There's no need to stand in front of everyone so that everyone can see you pray. The Bible says if you are in that closet by yourself with no distractions and nothing else around you, that is a good time to get a hold of God.
Oh, yeah.
And Jacob was alone here. He was alone here, but he did not pray. He did something else with the Lord. And the Bible says, "And there wrestled a man with him."
Yeah, yeah.
So we go from "I am alone" to "I am wrestling." The question, who are you wrestling with?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are you wrestling with? Why are you even wrestling? Why are you toiling?
Amen.
Why are you fighting?
Amen, amen.
To the saved person here today, to the believer, you may not understand the trial or the tribulations that you're going through. Or the circumstances, the reason why this is happening in your life. But guess what? God loves you.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
And he's in the very trial. He's in the very tribulation. He's in your current circumstances with you.
Amen.
He has not forgotten about
Amen.
You. He hasn't turned his back on you.
Amen.
He's there with you forever and
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
And to the lost person that may be watching online or here tonight, you just never know. You don't have to wrestle with salvation.
Right.
You don't have to wrestle against God.
No way.
Guess what? God loves you.
Amen.
He wants you to come forth. He wants you to come out of the darkness. He wants you to accept his son
Amen.
As
Amen.
Your Savior.
Amen.
So we find Jacob was a wrestler. I mean, he was alone. He was wrestling. And now he needs a blessing. Verse 26, the Bible says, "And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." How serious are you about getting a blessing from the Lord?
Mm.
Can
come
I
on.
Come down here, Dennis? Can I come down here?
Yeah, go ahead.
How serious are you about getting a blessing from God? How serious are you? I mean, is it something that you say, "Lord, bless me," and then, you know, you go about your day? And then when times get hard, "Oh, Lord, I need some help now. I need some help." Or when things are good, I forgot to pray today. I forgot to pray over my food.
Oh,
I forgot
come on,
this.
Preacher.
I forgot that.
Come on.
God, everything's good. Do I really need to pray? Do I really need to
come
talk
on,
to the God? Everything is good in my life. Do I actually need to take time out and talk to the one who saved my life from hell?
Come on.
Ooh.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Amen.
Because that's why. He saved you from hell.
Yeah.
God does not want anyone to go to hell. He
That's right.
is our parent. He's
Come
our
on.
Parent. The other day, I was trying to feed my son. He's 2 months now, 2 months. I was trying to feed him. He had his hands over his binky. I'm trying to move his hands. Get the hands out of the way. Get the hands out of the way. So I'm trying. Then I got to get the binky out of the way. He's got that thing latched. You know, I'm like, and he's fussing. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's doing this. I'm like, "Look, man, I want to feed you. I want to give
Come
you
on,
bottle.
Preacher. It's good.
I get it out of there and get in the bottle. And just like that, everything was fine.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we wrestling with?
It's good,
God
preacher.
God may be trying to give us something.
Preacher.
But we steady like this. Oh, no. Oh, no, I got to have this. This is what I need, God. This is what I need. And God said, hey, you don't need that. You don't need that. And you're like, no, no, I need it. I need it. And God said, no, you don't need that. And he's trying to get us away from something that we're holding on to so he can bless us.
Yeah.
God wants to bless us.
Come on, preacher.
He wants to feed us. We are his children. There's nothing that God would not want us to have according to his scripture.
Yeah.
So we find him wrestling. And he says, bless me. God bless me. Get along with God and get a hold of God. And then say, until you've heard or you've gotten peace about it, then you can let go. But don't let go. Don't let go. Keep holding on.
Yeah.
Keep holding on until you get that confidence that God is going to bless you.
Yeah.
I went to a meeting in Georgia one time, and there was a man there. He preached a sermon called Bulldog Faith.
Yeah.
And what he was simply saying is that if you have bulldog faith, he's like, you're not letting go.
Yeah.
Not letting go of that faith. You're holding on. You got a bulldog's grip, lockjaw. You got it on that. Or you got it on your faith, and you're not letting go because you know God is in it all the way with you.
It's good, preacher.
And he says, I need a blessing. Bless me, Lord.
Yeah.
And in verse 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob.
Yeah.
He said, I am Jacob. Now, before this, he introduced himself to Laban's people. I'm so-and-so's son. He didn't say his name.
Hmm.
And before that, he swindled Esau. He swindled his dad. Yeah. He wasn't himself then either. Now, this is the first time he said who he was in a long time.
That's right.
Mm.
But you know what he's saying?
Come on.
You know what he's saying? He's saying, that person that I was a long time ago, I'm still that person today. That's what he's saying here. He's saying, I am the heel catcher. I am the supplanter. I am the bad guy. I am that man who did those bad things a long time ago. But I need a blessing.
Come on.
And God said, who are you? And that's what God wants from us. He wants us to get straightforward. He wants us to be honest about who we are. And until we can be honest about who we are, it's going to be hard to get a blessing from God.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because guess what? It's everyone else's fault.
For sure.
And nothing
Come
is
on.
My fault. It's their fault. You know, it's my wife's fault. She didn't cook the food right. You know, it's my kids' fault. They was too loud at night. You know, it's everybody's fault.
Come on.
Except mine.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
That's the wrong place to be as a believer.
Got that.
Wrong place to be.
Good.
God said, what is your name? He said, I am Jacob. I am the supplanter. I am the one that the heel catcher. That's who I am.
Come on.
That's me.
Yeah.
There was a time in my life, before I got saved, and even till today, I had to confess, hey, Lord, I'm not perfect.
No.
I am not perfect. I need, this is who I am. I tell him, look, this is me. Help me every single day. Because if I'm not honest with myself and honest with him, how am I going to get forward in life?
Yeah.
Jacob said, look, this is who I am. Bless me. And this is what God said.
Yeah.
I'm going to change your name. You ain't going to be that person no more.
Amen.
You're not going to be that person you used to be.
Amen.
No more. You're not going to be that person no more. Guess what you're going to be? You're going to be Israel. You're going to have a brand new name.
Yeah.
You're going to be Israel. Israel means God prevails. That's what Israel means.
Yeah.
God changed. God blessed. God can change your path. He can change your life. He can change your name.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? You can't change your name. You can't change your life. You can't fix things in your life how they are today.
That's right.
You cannot do it. It's impossible.
Come on.
You can try everything, and I have nothing against 10, 12-step programs. Nothing against that. I have nothing against it. If it helps you, it helps you. But in the end,
right?
In the end, and what really matters the most is how you are spiritually with the Lord. Yeah. And that goes for a believer, and that goes for a non-believer. Because you don't know what love is until God is here.
Yeah.
You don't know what love is until He's on the inside of you. Yeah. Only then and only then can you, that love that He gives you, you can express it to others. You're like, man, I don't, you know, Brother DJ, I don't understand how you can be so nice to a person that was mean to you.
Yeah.
I know where I come from.
Come on, preacher.
The Lord is living on the inside of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only reason. It's nothing that I do on my own.
Right.
It's nothing that I do on my own. That's something. That's one of my prayers. Help me to treat others how I want to be treated.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, that's one thing every believer ought to feel that way.
Amen.
He changed Jacob's life. He changed his name. And guess who came out of Egypt? The children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
And who was Israel? Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all that came from one confession. One confession. Who are you? I am the bad guy. That's what he said. I am the bad guy. And he said, okay, since you were honest with me, since you said that, you don't have to be the bad guy no more. I'm changing who you are.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
God change, God bless. Israel means God prevails. And I just told you about the children of Israel. I wrote a couple things. I'm going to have to backtrack over this. How is your one-on-one time with God? How is your one-on-one time with God? Remember I was talking about how He was alone with God.
Yeah.
How is our one-on-one time with God? I've noticed a big difference in my wife lately. And she said, you know what? When you get up for work, she goes, there's a couple of hours there where the kids are asleep and then Aubrey ain't got to get up for school. So this is what she said. I've been going over my devotions and I've been praying in the morning. And she said, you know what? Just by me doing that has helped tremendously.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is something that she used to do. So you guys know, when you start getting busy and kids start being born and you know, wow. You know, you got to get back on the milk schedule and all this, it's chaotic, you know?
Yeah.
But now that she's getting back towards how she used to be and how things are when she was doing her daily devotions.
Yes.
She's used to them in the afternoon. She can't do that no more. She got to do them early in the morning.
Yeah.
I get about 4:30, 5 o'clock. Well, I try to leave the house by 5, 5:15. And so now she's doing that in the morning. That's her one-on-one time with the Lord. When there are no distractions, when there are no kids running around, that's our one-on-one time. God can change who we are today, but it's up to us.
Yes.
It's up to us.
Yeah.
We want that change.
Amen.
It's good.
Heads bowed, eyes closed. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you today. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Dennis.
Yes, sir.
And I pray in that sword you continue to bless him and this church and the work that he is doing in this area. Love you, Lord. Thank you. Pray and ask all these things. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.